This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
We've all heard the breakdown of the Brexit vote by now, right? By age and by class and by region. Scotland and Northern Ireland voted Remain. Most of England, outside of London, wanted out. The Leave sentiment was nowhere stronger than in that country's northwest, the former industrial heart of Great Britain, where factories and coal mines have closed. And the complaint, as Neil was saying, is that Britain's political elites just haven't been listening. The town of St. Helens, up near Liverpool, is one such place. And Lizzie O'Leary, the host of our weekend show, Marketplace Weekend, went to gauge the mood.
St. Helens is 2.5 hours by train from London, but it feels worlds away. It's quiet, brick buildings recall the British Empire, and there's a windy town square with a memorial to the dead from both world wars. And 58% of the people here voted out. And it doesn't take long, even just walking down the street, to find them.
Angela Whitley, I voted Leave.
Tell me why.
If you go to the hospital, you're waiting a long time. There's no room for any more people to come in the country.
She was leaving a tea shop with her niece, Nancy Knowles, who disagrees.
I voted to remain because I work in local government and a lot of the hype about immigrants claiming benefits simply isn't true in this area particularly.
But job losses and austerity measures have hurt this town. Nancy didn't make her mind up to vote in until the very end.
The economy was going through my mind at the last minute. There's not much industry left in this town anymore.
A sad irony, because this town was once a powerhouse. While 18% of its people still work in manufacturing, that's a far drop from its heyday.
We came to fruition through the birth of the Industrial Revolution.
That's Ron Helsby, who runs World of Glass. It's a museum to the industry that used to dominate St. Helens and the countryside around it.
Everybody probably associates St. Helens with Pilkington's and the glass manufacturing, but that's only one story of the legacy that still remains within the town.
He walked me through exhibits dedicated to coal mining, pottery, medicine, and his organization's namesake, glass. The business that used to employ thousands of people on every shift. Today, Pilkington's is owned by a Japanese company. It still makes some parts in St. Helens, but automation and jobs moving elsewhere mean that a middle-class life of 30 years in the factories here is mostly gone.
My name is William Leyland, and I'm 73.
He had that life.
I voted Leave, mainly because I don't like the way Europe have been telling us what to do.
He lost his last job in the glass industry when the factory he worked in closed. Like many here, he voted for the pro-Remain Labour Party his whole life, but soured on politicians for what he sees as giveaways to Europe and leaders who didn't look out for working people.
Governments at the time could have helped more. I mean, if you look at the Germans and the French, they propped their industries up. Ours just seemed to let them go.
I heard that frustration again and again, and it showed up in the Brexit vote.
I think there's an issue about people feeling left behind.
That's the local council chief executive, Mike Palin, who, by the way, is an economist. He's trying to rebrand the area as a logistics center, capitalizing on being near Liverpool's new deepwater port.
Liverpool becomes the port of entry into Western Europe. If you come in 20 miles from the port, you can serve a population of 35 million people. So St. Helens, we've got a great opportunity that we can grasp now.
You just said it would be the port of entry for Western Europe. Isn't that a big problem now?
And that's one of the concerns we've got. There's institutional investors, are they less likely to invest in the new developments that we were expecting over the months ahead? Have they got less confidence in the market?
In addition, the area's got millions of pounds in funding from the EU to get people into jobs and retrain them, and it's unclear what happens to that money now. I ended my day in St. Helens in, where else, a pub. It's called the Glass House, named for the town's main industry. And even before I joined their table, Keith Bromelow, Brian Burrows, and Rodney Bate were arguing about Brexit. Rodney and Brian voted in, and Keith was for out.
I'm a working man, and I don't see how Europe as it is helping the working man in this country. I've voted out, not for me personally, but for my children and grandchildren, to be honest.
I voted in for my children and grandchildren.
That was Brian chiming in to contradict him. And while they're laughing, just as long as someone buys the next round, what kind of Britain their grandchildren will see is really anyone's guess. in St. Helens. I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
Lizzie gets to stay in Europe for a while. Next week, she reports from St. Helens' sister city, Stuttgart, Germany, on how Brexit is being seen there.